This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
News.
There may no longer be a food section in the San Francisco Chronicle. The New York Times is reporting that the San Francisco Chronicle plans to end its standalone food section and merge it with a new lifestyle section that will tentatively be called Artisan. There's been no public announcement, but people are talking. It's no secret that food media has been rapidly changing over the last decade as publishers try to keep pace with the popular and dynamic blog world, but this particular move is a surprising one. The food section of the Chronicle has enjoyed a very loyal following as well as numerous awards, including Best Food Coverage from the James Beard Foundation. Few publications have come close to the Chronicle when it comes to food coverage, and the staff for this section even has their own test kitchen and working space. Though legendary, some say the section has lost its relevance in recent years with the rise of online publications. Jonah Rodemel, executive chef of Oliveto in San Francisco, says he doesn't pay attention like he used to.
I used to read it every week and just don't as much anymore. And that's partially just I don't read the paper as much, but I'll look at reviews online, but that's about it.
Some, however, do, and they see the food section of the Chronicle as not just a local staple, but a national institution. Chris Thompson, chef de cuisine at A16 restaurant in San Francisco, shares his thoughts.
It's a big part of the food coverage here in the Bay Area. Definitely a large voice in the community, and San Francisco being the food mecca that it is, nationally, people look to the Chronicle as they're sourced for accurate food reviews. If people are planning trips from the East Coast to come out here, planning trips from L.A. from down south on the way up here, that's where they're looking. That's where they're trying to get their info for what the hip new hot space is.
Corey Stewart, chef de cuisine at Americano Restaurant in San Francisco, thinks competing blogs can't fill in.
You know, there's more forums out there, I guess, now in the blogosphere and magazines, and there's other publications, but there's not much else that has the kind of gravitas and readership I don't think that the Chronicle does.
Is the Chronicle making a mistake or just adapting to the times? Chef Thompson thinks they'll ultimately keep the section the way it was.
It's going to be funny to see how it shakes out. I think they'll probably realize that it's a mistake and they'll probably go back to switching it, is my take.
It remains to be seen how the Chronicle and other publications will handle these sorts of transitions, but one thing's for sure. The importance of high-quality food coverage cannot be understated. Food deserves its own space. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is One Lonely Star by Mountain. Thanks for listening.